19-year-old Tyler Peterson used his police-issued assault rifle when he shot his ex-girlfriend and others who had gathered at her house in October. He was a Forest County Sheriff's deputy and a part-time Crandon police officer. Neither job required him to undergo a psychological evaluation to get hired. Doug Phoebus is a lawyer who represents the lone survivor of the shooting. He testified at a public hearing that these tests should be mandatory for every local and county police force.
We know these tests work. Now, they don't work 100% of the time. No one can guarantee that. But even if something works part of the time, that's better than not doing anything to test somebody's psychological fitness and character.
But the plan got a mixed reception from lawmakers, some of whom noted that Tyler Peterson was off duty when he committed these crimes. Others questioned how the state could force local governments to do this without any money to back it up. And Cascade Republican Assemblyman Daniel Lemahue questioned whether this testing would even work.
I understand why we're here and I understand the emotions, but I'm not so sure that psychological testing would have stopped these young adults from being murdered.
While the plan cleared committee, its future is uncertain. Half of the Republicans on the panel voted against it, and they're in control of the state assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.